Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, LER, and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio, and our newest supporter, Hurdle Technologies, high-tech sock technologies. We got a great doubleheader, Dr. Tobias Kunstmuller from Berlin. He's the chief scientific officer of Betaguard Technology, and their high-tech ankle braces will be joining me. And then Dr. Jim Stockson, who is a chiropractic sports physician. He's a teammate in our National Fitness Hall of Fame, international keynote speaker. Then some Bob Guider wisdom, some emails first from Germany. Let's welcome Dr. Tobias Kunstmuller. I'm Dr. Bob. We'll call you Dr. Tobias. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hello, Dr. Bob. Thank you very much for having me. It's a great pleasure. Hello,
great.
Everyone.
Give us some background on yourself as the scientific officer and your Betaguard technology.
Yes, I myself, I'm a medical and mechanical engineer and have a PhD in biomechanics. And I worked several years in the area of medical devices. And since I'm an ambitious athlete as well, and I was a swimmer and playing American football, which is pretty rare in Germany, I would say. Nowadays I'm running a lot and doing triathlon and similar things. And yeah, for 2.5 years now, I'm responsible for validation and scientific affairs at Betaguard. And yeah, we developed a very new technology, and it is important to have some kind of confirmation, having some evidence for our technology, being able to confirm its safety.
Oh, yes, the challenge, yeah. You know, today, ankle injuries continue to be the most common injury in sports, almost any running, jumping sport, and the world of braces and the world of taping and the challenge of trying to protect the ankle as best as possible without restricting its motion, its stability, its range of motion. And what do you find as a sports scientist and as a biomechanic? You know, you're right up the alley, foot ankle technology. What do you find, Dr. Tobias, about the Betaguard? Because there's so many braces. What's special about it?
Yeah, the specialty is, in our opinion, is that we are trying to combine here the advantages of conventional braces with regard to protection, but avoiding here the disadvantages of limitation, affecting the normal movement pattern, and inhibiting the full range of motion, and also the comfort.
Yes, comfort's a key point. Otherwise, you won't get these kids or these athletes, of course, to wear them. And sometimes the cumbersomeness of some of the braces is another challenge. Having something thin enough to be able to get it in the most sophisticated of sports shoes. As we know, the ankle is a mechanical marvel, side-to-side motion, up-and-down motion, in-and-out motion. So the importance of strengthening all of these areas as well as protecting them, I'm sure, is a big part of your thinking.
Yeah, for sure. In any sports where you're jumping and having the risk also landing on another foot on the ball or in a bad manner, for sure it's a high risk because, finally the whole body weight or even multiplier of it is landing on the ankle or the foot. And for sure, there's a high risk. And you can train a lot, but yeah, I think there are also other things and ideas to prevent ankle
injury.
What
does the Betaguard do for the arch support area? Where is the support emphasis regarding the foot structure and the inside outside of the ankle?
Yeah, so I think it's worth to explain how the technology works. So we are using super slim second skin like sock, which is like a compression sock. And the heart of our technology is a so-called mini piston. And the mini piston is semi-flexible and it's smaller than my little finger. And due to the brace, it is positioned just above the outer ankle. And during normal movement, when side cutting, when running and so on, the mini piston can be extended and provides full range of motion and is not inhibiting the performance. But pretty similar to a seatbelt in a car, when you have a very fast movement, inversion movement, and then it locks immediately within 20 milliseconds and it inhibits further inversion and supination. And so
yes, I like that piston analogy, Dr. Tobias, because again, the ability to either control, slow down, stabilize the areas of motion with the ability again of trying to control over motion is an interesting concept. What's the best website people could take a look at and find out information about the Betaguard?
Yeah, I would recommend going to our website, www.betaguards.com. And there we have quite a lot of information, how it's working, also links to publications and peer-reviewed journals, and to be able to investigate about our product and technology. Yeah.
The what's been your success with some of the different sports and sports teams, whether it's local park districts, whether it's professionals, whether it's colleges, teams? What's been who's been using your Betaguard?
Yeah, that's a great question. So last year we won the NBA Launchpad, where we applied together with like I think 300 different companies from all over the world. And we won in the area of ankle injury prevention. And therefore, we got in touch with the NBA. And after confirming the safety and efficacy of our device, we were able to equip and approach different teams. So we have several teams equipped now and players equipped now. And now also extending to NFL teams ordering our product.
Yes, you know, it's interesting. And, you know, In basketball, the almost total reliance on mid-top shoes, even lower. You know, for a million years, basketball meant high tops. And there was always the discussion, which was, you know, the shoe doesn't stop the ankle. It's the shoe sending signals to the brain, you know, the proprioceptive. So the tremendous reliance on mid-tops and almost everybody taping, there's always been that discussion. Which is why I think I wrote about it, whatever it was, 15 years ago, which was, you know, taping or bracing and the ability then to, with your particular, the Betaguard, does the Betaguard go on or under the sock?
So we recommend to wear it over the sock, but we also know that players are wearing socks even above because there are some limitations with regard to our logo and the visibility.
You got to worry. Worry about the logos, right? When you're talking exactly what it happens to be. What kind of fabric technology have you found special with the challenges of the kinds of materials that, again, number one, are thin enough. Number two, have again a limited restriction to what you were talking about, yet are tough enough to not have to replace them every time you turn around. What's been some of the excitement around that?
So of the technology or the sock itself?
The technology regarding the types of materials that you have found helpful.
Yeah. So for the mini piston itself, so first of all, we started with the dilatant fluid, which means the fluid is changing its behavior depending on the speed you're acting on it. So if you're putting your finger in slowly, you're able to enter the fluid, but if you do it very fast, then you're unable. But unfortunately, such kind of fluid is not stable over time. And therefore, now we have like a hydraulic fluid included into the mini piston.
Yeah, how does that hold up when you're talking about, you know, there isn't much more aggressive physical sport than something like the NBA, you know, to say the least. And so the challenge of these technologies holding up, that's going to be exciting to see.
Yeah, so this is also very special because nobody is able to answer the question what kind of forces are acting. And therefore, our current technology, I would say, is a little bit oversized, even if it's super miniature. And yeah, we developed this kind of technology that is able to hold even the forces of very big and heavy players and also jumping very high. And yeah, I have to say it holds the forces, and we are aware that the technology, how it works currently, is able to hold the forces.
Yes, and the idea, again, it's always been important because so many athletes wear orthotics, wear custom insert, custom orthotics, and you need to be able to fit both comfortably. We've had great success with that over the years, but taking it into account, the fact that the ankle brace doesn't replace the orthotic in the shoe, that's a hassle. It has to work in conjunction. Do you find that the BetaGuard works well in that combination?
Yeah, so far the feedback was very positive, and I think we would not have the adoption within the professional teams. I can just name some examples, for example, from Orlando Magic, Mo and Franz Wagner also winning the championship title this year, together with the German national team. They are wearing the braces, and I think that's the best confirmation for us to see that
absolutely.
The combination is working.
Yeah, because, you know, in high-level sports, someone tries something, and if ain't comfortable or doesn't work, then there's not a lot of time put in.
Yeah.
It's on to the next guy, with tremendous idea on who's sponsoring what and whatever. And again, feedback from the players is so important. What are the age groups that you guys and sizes that you guys are paying attention to with BetaGuard? For instance, again, big topic on the Sports Doctor is youth sports. Youth, big-time athletes, whatever the sport. What are the age groups you're looking at?
So that's also our target group, I would say. So we started testing starting at 16 years, but we are finally limited by the ankle circumference and the shoe sizes. So our products fit for men from U.S. size 4 to 17.5 roundabout, but also higher if the ankle is slim. And US women,
size four is an adolescent. So you're including the adolescent population.
Yeah, and US women is 5.5 to 18.5. And we also realized that the young people are our target group, because most of our customers are finally the parents ordering the braces.
Yes, the topic for decades on the Sports Doctor, the reason I wrote the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, the reason we pay such attention is, again, there's an epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries, and many times the ankles are involved because of all the running, all the jumping, all the training that's involved in so many different areas. So again, the ability to fit these kids is very, very important, as well as educating them. I'm sure that you pay attention to that when you have teams and you want parents, coaches to know what to pay attention to is a big part of what you're doing, I'm sure, in the research and development side.
Yeah, for sure. That's super important for us to make this known to the public. And the earlier the people start protecting in a preventive manner their ankles is super important. And our goal is...
Do you have, Dr. Tobias, is it left and right, or is it ambidextrous devices?
No, it's left and right. So we have a left and
Great.
Right version. because our technology is on the outer side and protecting against inversion movements or fast inversion movements, because this is like affecting.
How about
like
eversion? 80. Yes. Do you see the necessity? I mean, eversion is not as common, but is even worse many times. What about the eversion side? Is that, do you find that is something that is well provided?
Yeah, so we think this is less important than the inversion itself. And there was already coming up the idea to probably investigating also here a solution with our technology for both directions.
I would think that would be an area that would be interesting, again, to see, you know, the posterior tibial side, the plantar fascia side, in the eversion area, and as to whether or not I agree with you. You're probably more necessary. I knew the time would fly. Dr. Tobias, give me again the website people could find out all about BetterGuard.
Yeah, it's www.betterguards.com. And for your audience, we also have a promotion code. It's SportsDoc15, all capitals. So happy to see you there.
Great. Dr. Tobias Consmuller, he is the director of BetterGuard Technology, the scientific officer. Thank you so much for joining me. Hold on, please. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. We want to welcome back one of our country's leading sports chiropractic physicians. It's been a while. Dr. Jim Stockson, He's one of my teammates in the National Fitness Hall of Fame. He's an international keynote speaker, the author of Thoracic Outlet Syndrome, Big Time Massage Therapy, Sports Chiro Guy. Dr. Jim, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob, you're looking good. Sounds great. You should be a disc jockey.
Hey, you know, give us some background, Jim, on yourself and your whole sports chiropractic world and the value of chiropractic medicine and sports medicine.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, where do you start?
Start with you. Start with your background.
What area do you want to go in? Do you want to go in the entertainers or the athletes or the new biomechanical model, or, you know, there's so many things we can talk about.
I
wanted to mention is that there is something very important that I wanted to mention is that I did write this book on thoracic outlet syndrome, which is where a lot of pitchers are you know, their careers are in jeopardy because of this thoracic outlet syndrome. For instance,
what is the thoracic outlet? Where is it?
Okay, the thoracic outlet is like a tunnel. So imagine that your blood vessels and nerves, like your artery that gives blood to your arm and your vein that takes that drains the blood out of your arm, and the nerves that supply, you know, the feeling and the motor sense, you know, the motor function of the arm, they go through a tunnel, and it's called a thoracic outlet. And it's basically the shoulder is the roof and the rib cage is the floor. So like 30 years ago, it wasn't a big deal.
Any throwing sport.
Well, you know, let's just go with it this way. Like 30 years ago, this wasn't a big deal. You know, I think that like in 1980 to 1990, one baseball player had thoracic outlet syndrome for like maybe the first 25 years. And then all of a sudden when the computer was, you know, invented and the cell phone, then, you know, athletes are holding these objects for too long, causing fatigue in the shoulder, the neck, the bicep, you know, short head, the muscles of the chest area to, you know, just to stabilize it, to hold it so long to, you know, be on the phone or to be browsing or TikToking or whatever they're doing. And as you add more social media to their day and, you know, they're buying things off their phone.
I thought you were seeing everybody because they're reading their phone and they're always bending over. You know, you've long been a champion, Dr. Jim, with, again, including chiropractic medicine in the world of sports, whether it's running and jumping athletes, whether it's throwing athletes, whether it's swimming athletes. In the 70s, way before your time, when I first met the late, great Bob Guider, the sports therapist that I spent 40-something years with, the clinic, Sports Fitness Institute, was owned by Miles Fahanik, a chiropractic physician who really, really fought to get chiropractic medicine hands-on and adjustment technology included in the Olympics. Today, there's not a serious team or league that doesn't include chiropractic sports medicine big time, right?
Right, but the problem, Bob, is that these chiropractors, you know, they're not helping these pitchers. I'll tell you the problem. You know, the thing is, like, you know, all of a sudden, now you've got 29 base, pitchers that make $2 million. And, you know, in the case of Stefan Strasburg, his salary, he inked a contract with the Washington Nationals after the World Series for $35 million a year on a seven-year contract. And he only pitched 31 innings.
Yes, yeah. That was
contract,
an amazing story.
And then he went down with thoracic outlet syndrome, you know. And so I begged them. I sent my book out to the owner. I sent it out to the manager. the pitching coaches to the athlete to the agent. I said, please,
that's
don't
a matter, yes,
you know,
matter
get this first rib cut out, yeah. and the muscles. Don't do it. But
yes,
they went ahead with it.
Two of my
and
favorite
they ended
guests,
up ruining
Jim.
His career. He's done.
Yeah, I hear
you.
Know?
So
two of my
the team
favorite guests
lost $245 million. Dollars.
Yeah, the team physician of the Chicago Bulls, Brian Cole, and the team physician of the New York Yankees, Chris Ahmad, have both been numerous guests of mine. And, of course, you know, you got 10 guys on a team throwing 95 miles an hour. They're twice as big. They're twice as strong. And there's tons and tons of, you know, whether it's elbow surgery, Tommy John surgery, whatever. So the fact that there's another situation that's related, might have been missed and neglected, has always been why I was really excited to see, as the whole area of that specialty of yours, the thoracic outlet syndrome, was starting to be more and more recognized. It's always a frustrating situation, whether we're trying to get them to pay attention to the foot, ankle, or the shoulder. And a big part of your technique has always included deep massage therapy, hasn't it?
Right. Well, it's not that it's recognized, Bob. It's just that
it's getting there.
The world has changed. The world has changed, okay? You know, I mean, I remember we didn't even have a remote for the TV. We had to get up and change a channel. Now, the average person, according to Nielsen statistics, are holding a tech object on tech, you know, like either it be a phone or a remote or a gaming console, for 11 and a half hours a day. You know, I mean, the shoulder cannot have 11 and a half hours of contraction a day. It gets tired, and then the muscle fibers break down. Then the area fills up with inflammation. The brain picks up on the inflammation and decides to contract all the muscles of the surrounding area. And then the longer they contract, they break down, and there's even more inflammation, and it spirals out of control until the muscles ratchet up the tension so severely that the shoulder either comes down into the tunnel or the rib cage comes up into the tunnel.
So what are you doing about it? You know, chiropractic medicine, Jim, was always
hands-on.
What
people make the mistake is that their focus is got to be on inflammation. If you don't have a focus on inflammation, you can... I had an attorney that was treated by the Toronto Maple Leafs doctors, the Toronto Blue Jays doctors, and he had 225 treatments in 2 years as he was disabled. He came to my office. I did 40 hours of deep tissue and vibrosage to blast the inflammation out. And he came in on a Tuesday. We started on Wednesday. When I put my thumb into these muscles, and he said, I don't feel anything there. I don't feel anything there on the last day, you know, on Friday. You know, it's 3 days. I don't feel anything there. You know, you go inch by inch through all the muscles that are the thoracic outlet syndrome anatomy muscles. And he said, I don't feel anything. What, are you sure you're pushing as hard? And I said, no, I'm not that nice. You know,
yeah.
So he was
well,
done
you know,
by
you
Friday.
Mentioned,
goes, I
you mentioned an interesting
it.
Word, Jim.
Three
you mentioned an interesting word. You mentioned fiber massage.
Well, I worked on him for 8 or 10 hours a day. And we got in, you know, like, let's say 30 hours of treatment, 25 to 30 hours of treatment in 3 days. So that's because he came from Toronto. So he was completely healed. He's been good for 14 years now. The deep tissue and the vibrosage are the focus is on the inflammation. Then you could shut the circuit down that twists the body into chronic pain and closes up these openings and, you know, spring-loaded, you know, tunnels that will allow the safe passage of blood vessels and nerves.
You know, Guida used the old G5 machine, you know, the chiropractic, you say vibromassage. Guida used to talk about vibration medicine, And the idea, which is what I think that you also, you know, really, really practice, which is, you know, vibra massage, the vibration therapy, stimulating healing, you know, reducing inflammation, which is really, that's the mechanism of what you're looking to do with this massage therapy, Dr. Jim.
Well, what you imagine that you have a sponge full of soap and you put it under the water to get the soap out. You can't just like put the water over the top of it. You got to squeeze it. So when you squeeze it, the soap comes out. Okay, that would be like the inflammation and lactic acid and cellular debris. Okay, and when you let go of the sponge, you suck the clean water from the faucet into the sponge. It would be the same thing as if you put it in an aquarium, like if you put your whole arm in the aquarium and you had this sponge full of soap. And you squeeze it, let go, squeeze it, let go. And each time you do the poison out, the pain-causing inflammation and lactic acid, and you pull fresh water from the aquarium into the sponge, and pretty soon the sponge is clean. What the Vibasage does is a very rapid vibration that is, you know, is doing the same exact mechanical application of pressure and release, pressure, release, pressure, release. Because when you turn it, when you put a slow motion camera on a vibrating machine, a Vibasage, you can see it's going up and down. So what it's doing is it's, you know, cleansing the muscle and pushing all that inflammation, lactic acid, and cellular debris into the interstitial fluid space. And then at the same time, when it sucks the clean water in from the interstitial fluid, it pulls the oxygen that's dissolved into the water, like dissolved oxygen that fish breathe off of for their gills. The body muscles pull this oxygen into the muscle cells the same exact way through dissolved oxygen. So when that happens, the muscles start heating up, and when it does, that interstitial fluid becomes more liquidy, and then it's got a bullnose edge, so we can plow all that, you know, toxic waste that causes pain out of the area. So guys that just do deep tissue, you know, they get done, they go, okay, we did an hour, and then they think that they've done something. Well, the You left the inflammation in the area. It's going to go right back in the muscle. You have to move it, like you have to massage plow it out of the area into the lymphatic drainage areas, which is the armpit and the groin, to get it to go into the lymph nodes so it can be sterilized and then put back in the circulation.
Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is a well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
everybody. We are back live from Chicago with the Sports Doctor. We're talking with prominent chiropractic sports physician, Dr. Jim Stockton. Dr. Jim, tell us about Team Doctors.
Well, Team Doctors is a brand that does both manufacture, well, what we do is we engineer and innovate self-treatment and professional massage tools for doctors' offices, and also self-treatment tools for patients. And it's also a medical center, so to speak.
What's the website people can find out about the products and services?
Well, the services are kind of specialized. So, I'm basically only treating severe chronic pain cases, and I don't have offices. It's like I'm in Spokane treating a patient that got a blood clot under his shoulder from a thoracic outlet syndrome, who's paid to fly me in to treat him in his living room.
I was trying to get you on the show when you weren't somewhere internationally and we were talking. But if somebody wants to find out about your massage unit, is there a site they can go to?
Yeah, the Vibasage is, you can pick it up at teamdoctorsusa.com. And we also have an Instagram page, Vibasage, V-I-B-E-A-S-S-A-G-E, Vibasage. And but they can also just text or call me at 312-858-0800. The Vibasage has changed since I've seen, I remember when Bob used to use the G5.
Yes, that's what I was asking you about.
Yeah, well, I used to work with them, and Bob did too. I don't want to say anything bad about anybody, but Bob wrote their whole manual for them, and he was supposed to be paid, and they stiffed him on the payment.
I remember. I was with
unfortunately.
Him. Right, the Sports Fitness Institute. The term, like we were talking initially before about, in the area of healing, in the area of recovery, the value not only of the adjustment manipulative skills of chiropractic medicine, but then combining with the type of vibra massage or the vibration therapy that both you guys made famous.
Well, when I came out with my pro unit in 2012, Bob and his staff.
We're a lot older than you. We're a lot older than you.
Yeah. They called me and they asked me if they could buy the units from me from now on, because they refused to buy them from the other company, And that's why I started my own company, because I went to Germany and I, with Bob Goldman, and we introduced their units in, one of the world's European Congress of Anti-Aging Medicine, and
yes, Bob Goldman.
We never got paid, so I said,
one of the biggest champions, or
compete with them.
One of the biggest champions of anti-aging medicine, Doctor. Bob Goldman. I was his original podiatry consultant with the National Academy of Sports Medicine 100 years ago when we did some lectures, and he's just been unbelievable as an innovator in so many different areas. And again, you speak around the world. You're a keynote speaker. You talk to all sorts of different organizations about not only the thoracic outlet syndrome, but the whole idea of including, again, chiropractic medicine in so many different areas. Has it been very gratifying, Dr. Jim, to see medicine continue to tune in to the inclusion of your world?
Well, what's so funny is that I really don't, I don't lecture on chiropractic at all. I don't include any, very few information on adjustments. When I lecture to medical doctors, which has been around 50,000 of them at 75 medical conferences, I talk about conditions. I talk about the integrated spring mass model of biomechanics, how to treat a body as an integrated spring, And the thoracic outlet syndrome book came out because I had already been lecturing on lower body integrated spring mechanics. And then I said, well, let me challenge myself by learning the upper body spring. Yeah. And the problem
that was something that helped the two of us get involved in a lot of ways. The idea, the role of the foot in sports, the whole idea of the complicated foot-ankle mechanics, and the importance of strengthening these areas as well as treating these areas. And absolutely, you're a lower extremity guy. I'm glad to see you moved up the chain of command, Jim.
Well, what had happened, the game plan was to actually, you know, rewrite all the textbooks on how the body is designed, you know, like the human spring approach to chronic fatigue, because the spring system recycles energy through the spring, which you can't do with levers, you know, like...
Simple definition of the spring mechanism, wherever it is?
Okay, a simple definition of a spring is a structure that deforms its physical shape, and when it's deforming its physical shape, it stores energy, and then when it reforms back to its original shape, it releases energy. You know, so when you think about it, a spring, you squeeze it down, it deforms its shape, stores energy, and when you release it back to the spring, then it releases energy. And the human body does that when you run and walk. It stores energy through this elastic elements. And it's a torsion spring, like when you are standing with equal weight on both feet and you reach forward with the first step, your body goes into a torsion movement that stores energy within the torsion mechanism, you know, like, and then you store energy. So there's been so many, you know, like, there's new ways now of actually getting more speed and power out of people's legs by building torsion strength in the mechanism, because that's
your working balance.
What the body is.
Working balance, proprioception. We were always big mini trampoline fans. I don't know if you're familiar with the Sand Dune Stepper. The Sand Dune Stepper is a product that we've had on the show for years, involved simulating the beach sand, yet the rebound effect that you were just describing is what the particular foam adds to all the gripping necessity. I knew the time would fly with Dr. Jim Stockton. There's so many different things. I'm so glad to get him back, even if it wasn't an Uber car in that regard.
Sorry.
So, again, Jim, if they want to go take a look at that technology, give me quickly again, they could find out about your massage and product technology.
Just go to teamdoctorsusa.com.
Teamdoctorsusa.com. Hey, Dr. Jim,
right.
Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody.
And also,
Sports Doc.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey everybody, introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle Socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers. They're introducing the first socks, both left and right, with an internal structure to support your feet. Go to hurdleapparel.com. Got some great shows coming up. This is the Sports Doctor Is In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics, answer a few emails, add in some Bob Guide of Wisdom. Great show next week. We have two of the country's leading podiatrists, champions in limb preservation, the diabetic scourge, preventing amputations. Dr. Larry Rubin returns. He's the founder of LEAP, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention. Dr. Dave Armstrong, one of the country's leading podiatrists in the area of wound care, diabetic wound care. It's going to be a great show. There are many, many active people, athletes also. Diabetes is such a scourge. And amputations and the whole area is a big deal. Following week, the CEO of Hurdle Apparel and their new socks, Taylor Matter, will be joining me. And then Simon Gidney. You know how much attention we pay to the whole mental game, dementia care, the world of caregiving, mind science. And his organization, A Mind to Care, will be joining us. It's funny, I was talking to Dr. Doxson. We were talking about Bob Guida and over the years, my late great sports medicine colleague. And one of the things that Bob really, really loved working with the mini trampolines, regardless of the athlete, regardless of the sport, regardless of their level, regardless of their age, working and balancing on the mini trampoline was something that Guida had everybody doing. He'd look at the trampoline like a clock, and if you were, for example, standing with your right foot at 3 o'clock, then the trampoline was tilting you in, and your whole body was working to control and strengthen the areas that work against that. If you moved over with the same foot, forces were totally opposite. So you might see an athlete swinging a tennis racket balancing on the trampoline. You might see them catching a ball. You might see them swinging a hockey stick or just balancing in different areas, strengthening that foot and ankle, whole lower extremity core, and working on balance. One of our big weapons in the general area of what we call instability training. Create instability, demand the stabilizers of the body to work hard. I'm going to talk later with an email. Matter of fact, Terry, she said, I'm a 40-year-old runner. You talk about these two exercise concepts you want included. We just talked about one, working on balance. There are many different kinds of pieces of equipment,
Again, stand on one foot, close your eyes. One of the things, areas in working on balance, we would always pay attention to that individual athlete. Let's see how they could balance on one foot, maybe go into a partial squat. Even these superstars, this is what Gaia was helping evaluate them. So working with balance, one of my favorite pieces of equipment, the Sand Dune Stepper. You go to Sand Dune Stepper on Instagram, you'll see a million examples from superstars to rehabilitation. Piece of equipment that simulates being on the sand, being on the beach, the whole gripping area of the foot, and all of these particular muscles and stabilizers. Great piece of equipment. So working on balance. The other thing we talked about, that concept, Terry, is strengthening your feet and ankles. Routinely, proactively strengthening your feet and ankles. Rubber bands are a great way to do it. We would see 8-9-year-olds using thin rubber bands in order to work the different areas, or the best athlete in the country using rubber bands that can work all the different ranges of motion of the foot ankle, up and down, side to side, in and out. Again, the same exercises many times that work balance are also included in strengthening the feet and ankle. Bosu is a great piece of equipment, that half-sphere piece of equipment that's so challenging. Tilt boards, side to side, forward and back, another great way to do both, which is to strengthen the feet and ankles and work and enhance balance. One of the most important areas today in the super senior population is preventing falling, and these two exercises are a great addition to help with that. Phil said my 13-year-old twins, they both play soccer, they both play volleyball. You have talked on the show before about what you call the prodigy sports. You know, Phil, every sports medicine doctor, athletic trainer, physical therapist wants children to grow up playing multiple sports. We want them to use different parts of the body. We want them to have different experiences, both mentally and physically, with different sports. Yet, there are various instances, I call it the prodigy sports. Think gymnastics, think figure skating, two great examples. Today, even tennis, soccer, swimming, volleyball, where again you have 11, 12, 13-year-olds who are ready. This is what they love to do. This is all they want to do, even younger. And we have to respect that group, and we want to pay attention to strengthening programs to take that into account and stop arguing why they should be playing other sports. And that rest and recovery is such a big key part of this when it comes to specialization. So prodigy sports, it's part of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Happy holiday season, everybody. And welcome aboard. Hurdle apparel, Hurdle socks. See you next week. The Sports Doctor.